Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
All right, folks, welcome back to Athlete's Edge. Quick sports motivation. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and today we're diving into something a little different, but trust me, it's crucial for everyone, not just athletes. We're talking about understanding and managing your emotions. Ever felt like you were riding an emotional roller coaster? One minute you're soaring high with victory, the next you're crashing down in a pit of despair. You know that feeling when something small throws you completely off balance? That's our emotions running the show. But here's the thing, folks, we don't have to be at their mercy. We can learn to understand them, harness them, and ultimately use them to fuel our success, both on and off the field. Now, I'm not talking about suppressing your feelings or pretending you're always happy-go-lucky. That's just setting yourself up for a blow-up down the road. It's about acknowledging those emotions, figuring out what triggers them, and then developing healthy ways to cope. Think of it like this. Our emotions are like powerful waves in the ocean. We can't stop them from coming, but we can learn how to ride them instead of being swept away. So, let's break down some key takeaways that will help you become the master of your emotional game. First off, awareness is key. Pay attention to how you feel throughout the day. What situations bring out specific emotions? Is it a particular person, a type of task, or maybe even a certain time of day? Once you start recognizing those patterns, you're already halfway there. Next up, develop healthy coping mechanisms. This isn't about ignoring your feelings, it's about finding constructive ways to deal with them. Exercise, meditation, journaling, spending time in nature, these are all proven techniques that can help regulate your emotional state. Find what works for you and make it a regular part of your routine. Here's another crucial one. Practice self-compassion. We're all human, and we all have moments where we feel overwhelmed or frustrated. Instead of beating yourself up, treat yourself with kindness and understanding. Remember that setbacks are a part of the journey, not a reflection of your worth. Now, let's talk about the power of perspective. Often, our emotions stem from our interpretations of situations, not the situations themselves. Try to look at things from different angles. Could there be another way to view this? Is there something positive you can take away from it? Shifting your perspective can make a world of difference in how you feel. Finally, remember that emotions are fluid. They ebb and flow throughout the day. Don't expect to be on an even keel all the time. Acknowledge those ups and downs, ride them out, and know that things will eventually settle. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're walking into a big presentation, your stomach is in knots, your palms are sweating. You feel the anxiety creeping in. But instead of letting it take over, you remember our key takeaways. You take a few deep breaths, remind yourself that this is an opportunity to showcase your skills, and visualize yourself delivering a successful presentation. You shift your perspective from fear to excitement, acknowledging the nervousness but choosing not to let it define your experience. By managing those emotions, you're able to step into that room with confidence and deliver a killer performance. See? Emotions aren't always our enemy. When we understand them, we can turn them into allies. So, there you have it, 5 powerful tools to help you understand and manage your emotions. Remember, folks, it's a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, keep practicing, and celebrate those victories along the way. You got this. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some of your go-to strategies for managing your emotions? Share your tips in the comments below or hit me up on social media. Let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, keep pushing yourselves, keep striving for greatness, and remember, you're always one step closer to unlocking your true potential.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.